This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with Doug Steffen on the air everywhere, all around. I was thinking as I was listening to a broadcast on a Los Angeles station yesterday that I should start the program the same way with a big-voiced announcer heard around the country and around the world, because that's true. We are. You'll find it at, you could go to DougSteffen.com. You go to DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV. That's all, folks.
Who used to do that? What was that at the end of the cartoon? That's all, folks.
Porky Pig. Bitty, bitty, bitty,
bitty. Yeah. That's all. That's very good, Jennifer. Do that again, will you, please?
Bitty, 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 bitty. That's all, folks.
Did you have to practice doing that?
No, I just did it for you right now. Come on.
Bitty, 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 bitty. I think you're better at it than I am.
That's all, folks.
Right, okay. Well, that's not all, folks. So, the Colin Kaepernick saga continued over the weekend, and one wonders what the returns were for those who were involved. Anybody observe that? I know that there is a lot of discussion about it. Did he do a good job? Was he hired by somebody? What's his status now?
He's an idiot, is what he is. That's my opinion, but I think the NFL actually tried to extend to Colin Kaepernick, who has said for a long time that because of his kneeling, he has been looked over or passed over by NFL teams. Excuse me. Yuck. That's me. That's also my opinion. Yuck. But Colin Kaepernick was invited by the NFL to have a workout, basically, to have all the teams come in and show him what he has. Well, Colin Kaepernick decided not to show up to that and instead he decided he didn't like the fact that cameras weren't going to be allowed there. So he created his own workout at the same time in a different location at a high school and did his own workout where he was able to have cameras there. Now, some teams, many of them actually showed up to Colin Kaepernick's own workout instead of the NFL's that they had set up for him, but the NFL not too happy with Colin Kaepernick for doing that. And some say he did okay, some say not so much. He hasn't received any offers at this point, but he has sent his tape to every single team in football. The question is whether or not it was appropriate for him to blow off his NFL rehearsal, I guess, or NFL-sanctioned event. I think there are a lot of people that are upset and kind of disappointed that after all these years of him saying that he was being looked over by the NFL or that they weren't treating him fairly, that when he had the opportunity, he kind of snubbed them. So no word is if this will result in anything for him. Colin Kaepernick is 32. It seemed like he wasn't really burning it up in his own workout. I haven't heard that anybody was so blown away that they've extended an offer that they will extend an offer, but now he can probably take the argument off his plate that he's been blocked by the NFL.
Right. Yeah, you know, he handled this so poorly.
What do you think?
I understand. Well, I don't know. I don't have many strong feelings either way about Colin Kaepernick. I agree with his message, but him personally, I don't really care about. But I understand that he felt that the NFL was having this closed door type of audition, if you want to call it that. And he felt that he wanted full transparency and he wanted cameras to be there so that it wouldn't just be okay. We gave you your shot, but now it's over. All happening behind closed doors. I understand that argument because he's obviously, why would he trust the NFL now fully? I get that. but he handled this in such an immature way, it doesn't help his case at all. And I think everyone kind of agrees that, and including Jay-Z, who apparently behind the scenes was really pushing the NFL to give him a chance. And so Jay-Z apparently is very disappointed. TMZ's been reporting that all weekend. He said that, I guess the quote that is being attributed to Jay-Z is that Colin turned a legitimate workout into a publicity stunt, and so Jay-Z's unhappy with him too. I don't know if he's going to get an offer. There are plenty of teams who could easily use a very skilled and experienced second, third string quarterback. I think no one really questions that his talent, my husband's a sports producer, and he really doesn't like Colin Kaepernick either, but he said over the weekend when all this was going on, he said, you know, there's absolutely no reason. There are so many bad quarterbacks in the NFL right now. He said there's no reason that Colin Kaepernick should not be on a team, at least as second or third string.
But
so
there's one
we'll
reason.
See where it goes.
There's one really big reason, and this is not political. This is not him kneeling and all of this junk that he probably did to save his own career. But if he is, and Jay-Z says it best, if he is more interested in creating publicity stunts, is he going to be a distraction from most teams that would want, maybe would have picked him up? I mean, this is where he becomes his own worst enemy. If he had gone along with NFL rules, and if he had allowed the teams to look at him, he may have already had an offer today. But now he's demonstrated that he has no interest in playing by the rules, and that he's more interested in creating his brand than he is about actually playing football. And for that reason, is he going to be helpful to a team environment?
Totally. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of shooting yourselves in the foot, there is more on the 737 MAX that Boeing's not going to like, because United has said they are not going to be using 737 MAXs at least until springtime next year. American has said the same thing. Southwest has said the same thing. Flying out here on Friday. When did I come on? No, I came on Thursday. I was talking to one of the people in the front of the plane about what's going on. Things are pretty bad in American, to the point where there's almost a no-confidence vote, because the people that are running in the boardroom, Doug Parker and his bunch running American, are trying to push the unions to go back to flying the 737, and the unions have said, no, we're not going to. And there's that and some other skullduggery going on. It looks like this guy may lose his job because of it, and it seems it's very interesting. Now, more people in the airlines may lose their job over this than the people at Boeing, who ought to be on the street. Anyway, the whole business is very sordid. It's affected tens of thousands of flights they've had to bring back. This guy said, when I said on the air, they either haven't retired some planes and they brought some old planes back to use them in place of the planes they've had to ground to keep the schedule up. And this is a very busy time. Next week is mayhem for anybody traveling. It's supposed to be 4% more people traveling next week than was the case last year during Thanksgiving week. And some of the, if you try to book a flight now for this coming weekend through the following weekend till the end of, actually, November 1st to December, it will cost you three to four times what the average price is for wherever it is that you're going. It's just that's the way it is. So hopefully people have gotten, there aren't a lot of seats left anyway. But the public is very interested and aware of now the brand. A lot of times people will tell you, I don't care what kind of a plan, just get me from one place to another. But now people really are reacting. This guy who is in the front of the plane told me that a lot of people are asking about the 737 specifically. And when there are 737s in the schedule, people are wondering whether it's a MAX or not. So there certainly is going to be a PR problem around this, for sure. At any rate, so United and these other companies are saying, no, we're not going to fly the plane, end of story. In a moment, there's a baby name website that has predicted the top names for babies, and another story about a woman with a baby in New Jersey that you'll probably be interested in as we continue here on today's DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now we got three things about babies and toddlers here. Number one, the baby name website, Jennifer, that has predicted what the best names would be. Is this for both boys and girls next year?
Yes, and non-defined, because, you know, we like to have gender-neutral names as well. Now, that's a new category. So the people behind the company Nameberry said that when we get our national list of the top girls and boys' names of the year, that you won't, the names for 2020 won't appear until May of 2021. So Nameberry says that they have their finger on the pulse, if you will, of what names are actually popular right now. So for girls, in order of popularity, there's Ada, A-D-A-H, which is kind of weird, Reese, Mika, like Brzezinski, Paisley, Amina, Tegan, Nova, Aura, Pearl, and Billy. Good luck, ladies.
Some of those are pretty obvious connections to celebrities. Billy Lord is becoming a much bigger star. Carrie Fisher's daughter, Mika.
Yeah, they were talking about Billy Eilish, actually.
And Billy Eilish, that's true, too, yep.
For boys, the names Austin, Alva, Acacius, Tate, Diego, Easton, Lucius, Cash, Ash, and Luca are the top. Yeah.
Wow.
About that.
What was the second one? Because it sounds like a body part to me.
Alva?
Yeah. I don't
Austin, know. Alva, Acacius, Tate, Diego, Easton, Lucius, Cash, Ash.
I never understand
Luca.
People who name their kids super popular names anyway, because then it's like they go to elementary school and great, they have class with seven other, you know, Alvas. Like, I don't know.
I gotta be honest. Since the Jennifer, because I had a million of them running around during my school years. But I don't know. These names are pretty bad. There's not much to pick from. Now, there's the gender-neutral category that includes Ellis, Phoenix, Remy, Marlo, Shay, Zephyr, Darcy, Rowan, Quinn, and Emerson.
Those are all better names
than
the other two lists.
I wonder where their Dudleys are. There's no Dudley in that list?
No. Sorry.
Imagine having that. That was the only Dudley in my school. Yeah, I know. All right, here's the lesson from a lady named Patricia Larkin, who lives in Lacey Township, New Jersey. She was at an Aldi grocery store, and the cashier chased her around the store and said, "You're stealing yogurt. I can tell you got a fake baby, and you're smuggling yogurt in there."
A woman in the store accused her of that. Luckily, the cashier thought it was funny. But
another
customer thought she was stealing yogurt.
Apparently, and then apparently another customer told the cashier that she was stealing yogurt because she had a fake baby and she was putting yogurt in the little baby holder that she had. And then by the time the woman got up to the cashier, they were both laughing because the baby was crying and screaming at this point. Obviously, not a fake baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe at Whole Foods I can imagine that where it's expensive, but Aldi things are pretty cheap. Doesn't seem worth it.
Right.
For a 25-cent yogurt, but...
Yeah. have all the huff and puff, and the baby was cute, mother was cute, so it all ended well. 21 after the hour here in the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm a slave shooting, beer drinking, rule breaking. Don't think I won't take a good thing too far. I'm a midnight backsliding, getaway car driving, running away with your heart. I guess be careful what you wish for is all I meant when I said it. What you see is what you get.
Luke Combs taking the number one spot on the Billboard album chart with his new release, What You See is What You Get. Marks his first number one on the all-country chart. Logs the largest week for a country album in over a year. Plus, it's the biggest streaming week ever for a country album as well. What You See is What You Get. That's 74 million on-demand audio streams for the 17 tracks on the album.
So how do they get paid for that?
How is that? The streaming downloads?
How I don't
do
know how that
get?
Works.
I don't know.
Obviously, through the streaming services must have to pay somehow, but
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Be careful what you wish for. What you see is what you get. It's the album's the second full-length studio album following his one from a couple of years ago. This one's For You, which peaked at number 4. And has been in the top 40 every week since June of 2018. Part of the surge is attributed to the successful night for Combs at last week's CMA Awards, where he won Male Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year for Beautiful Crazy. We all know Beautiful versus Crazy. You know that.
He's got such a nice voice. It's very distinctive.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's nice. Combs is only 29. He's the youngest Male Vocalist of the Year winner since Clint Black won. He was 28 back in 1990 when he won. Crazy is beautiful. Combs also performed on the show, won high praise from Garth Brooks during his acceptance speech, winning Entertainer of the Year, where he said he saw that award in Combs' future. So good for him.
That's nice.
Very nice. Don't you like?
I liked his performance on the show. I really don't know anything about him until seeing him perform. Yeah. I thought he was very good.
He's Garth relatively got a little new.
Yeah. Garth got a little bit of blowback for when he called out Luke Combs when he was accepting his Entertainer of the Year, because he didn't acknowledge that anyone else in the category might win it, and Carrie Underwood was the host and standing right there, and wasn't really thrilled with Garth pointing out that Luke Combs would win it when she's been up for it for a while and has never won.
No, no such
thing
as perfection.
But I think because she's already at that level, I kind of got what he was saying. He's like, these up-and-coming people are going to be next on that list. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'd be almost more insulted if he said that Carrie Underwood was up-and-coming, because she's already performing at that level.
Yeah.
So there you go. Bryan Adams up next here in our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program. Bryan Adams unveiling his surprise new Christmas EP on Friday, featuring a new original song called Joe and Mary. The new cut sort of reimagines the story of Mary and Joseph as a classic rock and roll love story with the parents of the baby fleeing their small town to find a safe haven for themselves and their unborn child. I'm going to listen. Let's listen to it. Blow this down.
Than I ever remember him sounding before.
Yeah. But it's an interesting sort of creative. People would say it's blasphemy, but it's kind of fun, actually. Three previously released Bryan Adams holiday tracks are on this EP, Christmas Time, Reggae Christmas, and Merry Christmas, and a new rendition of Must Be Santa. Yeah. Good. I'm excited to be releasing this Christmas EP, he said. It was fun to record some new tracks, make a video for Joe and Mary. Can't wait for everybody to hear them alongside of my classic Christmas song. So, there's a Christmas from Bryan Adams.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a backyard party in Fresno, California last night leaves 4 men dead and 6 others wounded. About 3 dozen people were watching football on a big TV screen in a Fresno backyard when one or more suspects showed up and opened fire. There have been no arrests made. A deputy police chief in Fresno says there were kids present, but luckily they're not among the victims.
Right now, all 10 of the victims, deceased or not, were all Asian males.
miles between that 25-35 range.
With continued high wildfire risk in California, the state's biggest utility says it may be shutting off power to 250,000 homes and businesses in Northern California this week. Pacific Gas and Electric says it would give 48 hours notice before shutting off electricity, probably on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Lots of things going on in the world. A lot of focus on food and food news. You get closer to Thanksgiving, a lot of people will be wondering where the fake turkey is, or can we do like Shatner? How many years ago was Shatner throw the turkey into the fryer?
In the fire. That was had to be at least 10 years ago. But, that was a little scary. Tense times.
Yes. All right, Victoria. So what's the news today from the world of food news?
Well, some food news. Dunkin' Donuts is trending and has been all throughout the weekend. And for a good environmental reason, they are, quote-unquote, this is not me saying it, this is them saying it, that they are consciously uncoupling from foam cups. That's their campaign.
You could have taken credit for that. That would have been cool.
I don't know. Gwyneth is still feeling the blowback from that from years ago. So, but anyway, they've co-opted that now into their own advertising campaign. Starting now, this is beginning in New England. I believe they're headquartered in Boston, right, or near Boston. Dunkin' Donuts.
They're in Westboro, not far from me. Yep. Yeah.
So they started this, they call it the foam phase out. So the foam cups are being phased out. That will be completed by December 1st in the New England region. Then that's going to start rolling out through the rest of the company. Or through the rest of the country. They have over 9,000 stores. And so if you go into a Dunkin' Donuts, which now it's just called Dunkin', they dropped the donuts part. That was last year. Yeah, in 2018 they dropped that. And so they, in 2018, they also made a commitment to eliminate all of these polystyrene foam cups by 2020. And this year, both Maryland and Maine have actually banned styrofoam. I know this is on the books in New York and New Jersey. I'm assuming California probably as well, and so they're not recyclable. They just end up in a landfill, and I'm actually kind of amazed that Dunkin has had these styrofoam cups for this long. Now they're going to be switching over to paper cups that are double lined, so they've been testing out the best model to use, and so that's going to be the way. And you, if you actually go into Dunkin, you will see the people working behind the counter, they call them baristas, like Starbucks. They will be wearing pins saying double cup breakup with the hashtag, and that's, you'll see that probably all over social media, because apparently people don't just use one foam cup, they double the cups up because it's too hot, so it's twice as bad on the environment. So no more paper cups all the way.
All right. So there's a good food and related ancillary connections to the food business. There's a new analysis out today of data that finds 98% of youngsters, toddlers, two-thirds of infants in our country, consume too much sugar in their diet. I don't know why this is news when you look at sugar content and everything else. Why would you think it wouldn't be in baby food? American Heart Association recommends children who are under two should not have access to any sugar, which includes sweeteners and things that don't naturally occur in the food. The food chain, but it's so hard to find that now because there's so much corn syrup and sugars of all sizes, shapes, and fashions. Cavities, they're created. Asthma comes out of it. Young obesity, elevated blood pressure, lipid profiles that are altered, all sorts of things. So if you have a child between the ages of 6 to 11 months, you'll probably have understood that there is sugar in the diet because everybody's eating that flavored yogurt, the baby snacks, the bakery products. And so if you're feeding your child breast milk and you're eating a lot of sugar, that's going to get through in the breast milk. It's just the way it is. Whatever you eat is going to come out in the breast milk. I've told a story before about when our children were younger, Tony would drink a beer before she nursed them, and they'd conk right out. So that was how they all went to sleep at night.
Actually, the beer is supposed to make you more prolific in your breastfeeding ability.
Yes, right. It gives you more to feed as well. Yep. Yeah. So if you have a youngster aged 12 to 23 months, fruit drinks, candy, sweet baked goods, primary source of these sugars, so stay away from them as well. On average, young infants consumed a teaspoon of added sugar a day, toddlers consuming about 6 teaspoons of extra sugar a day, according to the analysis. It did find, however, some good news. Overall consumption of sugars has dropped over a 5-year period among youngsters, but nutritionists warn that added sugars at these ages are also a concern because of the impact on their food preferences as they get older, kids craving more sugar. So that's another example of a word to the wise, we hope, anyway. And on the heels of that, you'll all be happy to know that Twinkies is going to become a breakfast cereal. Yes, isn't that nice? So that all these kids that are getting too much sugar can get it in the form of a Twinkies. There was a remember the shortage of Twinkies a few years ago?
Oh, that's when they went out of business. Remember, they were like bankrupt,
yeah,
and then they came back.
Right. Yeah, right.
People were stockpiling them. I remember reading stories about that. I think they're gross.
They're freezing them. Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's just really, when you taste them anymore. I used to like them when I was a kid. I used to like the Hostess cupcakes, the orange ones with the cream filling. I used to buy them after school. But anyway, and they've been around for 90 years making this stuff. It was created during the Depression. They were, talking about the bankruptcy. It was in 2012 when Hostess Foods filed for bankruptcy, and then some other company bought this, and they kept the Hostess brands. the Gore Group, which is located here in Los Angeles, a big it's a big investment firm, a hedge fund, now runs it, and is like everything else in the world. Hedge funds, they just go, okay, well, where can we make the most money? They don't care how they make it. Let's just make it. So Twinkies then has, I guess, leased out the formula to Post Cereals so they can make Twinkies breakfast cereal. Won't that be an added incentive? The stuff is, when you look at the shelves, just go up and down the supermarket shelf and look at the talk about processed foods. This is probably the best or maybe worst example of how these things, because of advertising, God love us all who are in the advertising business, but, you know, you convince parents that their children love this stuff, or the kids see the ads on the children's program, and, well, mommy, I want some Twinkies breakfast cereal, and are you thinking about that when you go to the grocery store? I hope you are. But that stuff is nothing but poison. Literally, it's poison. Says the one who likes sugar, ice cream, candy, and cake. It is. I've really taken, this past week or so, I've really taken to re-examining what I'm eating. I eat very well, with the exception of the candy and the sugar and things, and I've just decided that I don't want to do that anymore. I just, I like ice cream, have a little here and there. But the amount of chocolate and cakes and stuff, I mean, there was a lot of stuff.
How was that birthday dessert we made you just come on Friday?
Yeah. I actually had it for breakfast on Saturday.
Good.
Yeah.
That was about as much sugar. Did you a nice job
with the dessert? Well, we went, Jennifer and her father and I and a couple of her friends went to dinner on Friday night, and they had a little birthday celebration for me and her father, whose birthday is next week. And so,
pictures on Facebook today. I took the weekend off from social media and stuff, but I've got some cute pics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, so your father drinks wine.
But you did that Friday night, and then you did another birthday celebration, didn't you? On
I had birthday every night this week. I had
so you birthday. Had
I had birthday with Jennifer on Friday, and birthday. Thursday night I had birthday with the kids and Miles. Friday was birthday with Jennifer. Saturday, it was birthday with Brendan and Sophie and her mother and me. And then last night it was birthday with Uri and his family. So I had that whole, every night, it was birthday night. Anyway, the point is that there's so much sugar.
Don't eat sugar.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to, it's hard to escape it. It's okay. It's like anything else. You do it in moderation. But if you're eating as much sugar as some of these kids are, and some of, even adults, you know, you see all this obesity around, and mostly the cause of it is what you eat. It's the saturated fats, and it's the sugars.
Yeah, I think it's a good wake-up call, too, because I don't know. You would love to take Miles out to go get ice cream and snacks and stuff. And I think a lot of grandparents feel that way. And, I want to treat my little grandkid and take him out and don't realize all the horrible things that they're getting.
Really, you know what? It doesn't strike you when you're not a parent until you see something. My cousin had a baby a year ago. And so we had the first birthday a couple of weekends ago. And she had never had real sugar other than what's in fruits and vegetables. Never anything sugary. And so her birthday cake was the very first time she had sugar, and it was hysterical to see her face light up. And it's amazing how quickly, like, that addiction thing, like, springs in our brain. You know, even as a baby, you can go, sugar, you can see her face, and it's like, oh, this
You'll
is
remember
good.
The
and
moment.
It's so, you know, you kind of forget about that until you see someone experience it for the first time. But, man, go to a first birthday party, and you'll see what sugar does to us. And you, right
well, you
in front of
is.
Your very eyes.
It's Brendan. Megan has been a good mother when it comes to keeping sugar and things away. It's like watching television or some of the other stuff that all the kids at school do. But it's hard because of the pressure that the, Miles has been exposed to stuff at school that he was never exposed to at home.
Well, people act like you're abusing your kid or you're a terrible mom if you don't give them candy. It's like, I don't know, if you're a little kid and you go to someone else's house and you say, oh, yeah, my mom never lets me have candy, and people are, like, shocked. Like, what's wrong? Why wouldn't your mom give you candy when really they're the good parents?
See, that's the effect of advertising much than anything else. So, food for thought. In a moment, speaking of that, Kanye West compares himself to God. That's up next here. He was on with Joel Osteen. When do you hear the story? Right after this.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so over the weekend, Kanye West was on with Joel Osteen. Joel, if you don't know, is probably now one of the most prolific of all of the Christian messengers. He has a huge church in, I think it's Houston, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
And former basketball arena. That's
right,
how big his quote-unquote church is. The actual physical space is an arena.
I think his messages are good. I'm just not a big fan of how he delivers. I just think he's too show busy. Anyway, so he has Kanye West with him this past weekend. And Kanye, as soon as he gets up on the stage, says he's the greatest artist that God has ever created. And discussed Christianity with Joel Osteen and him and God and more religious ideology. And so you were talking about him during the break. I don't know that much about Kanye West, except it seems that he's a showboat. But you say he's got, he's bipolar?
Yeah, and this is not a rumor. He's confirmed this, and Kim has talked about it, and they've been very open about it on the show, I think trying to raise awareness. But he was on medication for a while, and then I guess decided that it hindered his creative abilities, and so he stopped taking the medication, and so he's not going to be touring as much anymore because apparently a change in schedule and flights and travel and being tired can bring on episodes. So,
but how did he get gigs with guys like Osteen? What is the?
Why wouldn't Joel Osteen want to sit down with? It was TMZ practically treated it like it was the Super Bowl. It was a live stream and live updates, and Joel Osteen,
really?
That's the best publicity he's ever gotten. Yeah.
And I would say it's because, I mean, obviously Kanye has a new gospel album that's out, so this is like, it's probably why he's there.
Yeah. All right, well, there he goes. God and Chick-fil-A all together in the same conversation. They were talking about that, too. 10 before the hour.
Mm-hmm. Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Monday brings us the Money Pit. And Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which helps you make your home better and the environment around your home better. We always like to focus on some of the questions from our listeners, and then we'll dig around and see what's new at the Money Pit website. Robbie has a section of his floor that squeaks, but it's under the carpet.
Uh-huh.
So is there a way to fix this? And I suggested to Tom maybe he ought to get out an oil can and cut a little hole in the rug and put a little oil on that.
I don't think that Robbie would appreciate having holes in his rug. Have a way that you can fix this with a very tiny hole in the rug that would be hard to see, Doug. And that is, generally the reason floors squeak is because there's movement in the subfloor. And most of the time it's because there's movement in the plywood subfloor. For many, many years when they put plywood subfloors down, it was tongue and groove. And they put them down with these nails that were called coolers. And the reason they were called coolers is because they were rosin-coated. And when you drove the nail through the plywood, the friction would melt the rosin that was on it. And then, theoretically, that would make it harder for the nail to back out. And that's why they called it coolers, because when they cooled, it would stay in place. Mm-hmm. The problem was that they didn't really stay in place. And when they worked out, because they had the rosin on it, they made a racket whenever there was a movement in that floor. So you get these terrible squeaks because of these nails that are rubbing in and out of the floor joists below. So what you have to do, Robbie, is this. You want to take, first of all, you need a stud finder, because you got to find the floor joist underneath the carpet. And that's pretty easy to do with the right piece of equipment, and they're not expensive. Once you know that, the way you fix this is you take a finished nail, and the best kinds of finished nails to use are the ones that are the galvanized finished nails because they're rough on the outside, and a fairly big one, like a number 12 or so. And you drive it right through the carpet into the subfloor and into the joist below. Now, once you do that, you'll see that there's like a big dimple now in the carpet. And that's okay, because what you're going to do is grab the nap of the carpet and pull it up through the head of the finish nail, and you'll never see it again. If you do that in a couple of places around where the squeak is, you can repair a squeaking floor right through the carpet without pulling it up.
Is this the time where we talk about how bad wall-to-wall carpet is for you?
And
that,
well,
really,
I mean,
really should have wall-to-wall carpet in their home.
You definitely shouldn't have wall-to-wall carpeting in a basement. And I get a surprisingly large number of people that want to do that, because you have all the conditions down there that are perfect for dust mites and mold. If you're going to have it, like, say, on a bedroom level, you know, where it's a little more comfortable, that's okay. But the thing is, if you have carpet...
What about all the chemicals that are in that stuff? That's what you smell.
Well, it's gotten better, Doug. But, I mean, really, it's just that it traps dust, you know, and it's not good for people that have any kinds of respiratory issues.
Asthma, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Robbie, hopefully that helped you out there a little bit. You've got on your website, the Money Pit website, some bath remodeling ideas.
Yep.
That's the most common. Is it kitchen? What part of the house is most often reworked or redone?
It's kitchens and bathrooms. It's almost exclusively. I mean, that's what folks want to talk about and want to ask about more than anything else. And now there's a big push, especially with kitchens right now, because it's getting a bit late, though, but folks want to dress up their kitchens for the holidays. The kitchen, takes a lot of stress during the holidays, so they either want to get ready for it or after the holidays. There's also a big push because people have had it. That's the last time I'm going to deal with that, you know, mm-hmm. and they're ready to move on and update. So we do see a lot of kitchen questions right before and right after the holidays.
Yeah, all right. So there's that. Now, how about Mel and his situation? He's got an interior that was painted 12 or so years ago in semi-gloss. Mm-hmm. How do I prepare the walls before painting with satin? What is satin? Is not
well.
Tell us about the gradient levels of paint.
Yeah,
gloss,
right.
Gloss, satin. What's
so you
all
have
that?
Flat. Then you have eggshell, which is a little more shinier than flat. And then you have semi-gloss, and then you have gloss.
Okay.
And satin is sort of that semi-gloss, and satin are kind of the same. You usually use a satin. Usually use that term when you're talking about urethanes and that sort of thing, clear finishes. But anyway, so what you need to do is clean it first. And what I would recommend, and I'll give you a trick of the trade for this, is to use TSP, a mixture of TSP, that's trisodium phosphate. You'll find that at the hardware store, in the home centers, in the painting aisle. It's powder. You mix it up. You want to wash the walls down really well. And the trick is, go out and buy yourself a brand new floor mop, the kind that has the sponge mop, just a cheap one, because then you can dip it into the solution and then use that to wash the walls. The alternative is you got to get up a ladder and you can do it by hand, but I've done it with a sponge mop and you get the job done really quick and much better as a result. So you can rinse it, you can wash it and rinse it that way. Once it's really clean, then I want you to prime the walls, and once you prime them, you'll be good to go with whatever you want to put on top of it.
Yeah, use those Libman, the Libman washer things that have a sponge on the end of them. Those folks are my friends, so I like to plug them when I can. Tom Kreidler, I like to plug him when I can, too, because he's got a great show. It's moneypit.com, the website. 59 past.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.